from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I cannot hear that enough. The entire montage and Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay, I cannot hear that enough. And someone tweets at me, can we all agree Billy Lindsay needs to go after ruining Doug Plagan's call of the final seconds of the game? What? Lindsay was getting abused on national radio this morning. My gut feeling was to feel really bad for Plagans. No, sir, you are mistaken. I will take that call over a traditional Doug Plagans call. Plagans, my favorite play-by-play guy. But I will take that call with that emotion, that is unbridled emotion from Billy Lindsay. Yep. And Billy Lindsay, I mean, we talked about it for 3 hours now. He has been associated with the Panthers. One of the most memorable moments, one of the most memorable seasons in Panthers history, Billy Lindsay was a major part of. The guy, as Appel told us in the last hour, bleeds red. Probably should have said bleeds Panthers red. That may have been a better thing to say. But regardless, I love that call from Billy Lindsay. I think that's missing in broadcasting. I love it. If it was a Tuesday night game, if that's a Tuesday night game against Winnipeg, yeah, a little overboard. First Stanley Cup in team history, and Billy Lindsay played in their first Stanley Cup attempt. Like, get out of here with he ruined the call. That's nonsense.
And got drafted the same day that it happened. Like, right. If you get context behind it, like, Billy Lindsay should have been exactly where he was at that moment.
Oh,
go to hell. You have Asperger's.
Yes, sister. Go to hell. Happy Celebration Tuesday here on the Hochman and Crowder program. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Extra special Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Give me some music, Solana. Oh. We're opening in Funky Buddhas. We're celebrating a Stanley Cup. We're drinking Funky Buddhas all night.
I know the tap room was stupid last night.
Oh, my God. Man. Funky Buddha in Oakland Park should be stupid right now, tonight, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm going to give you every day up until the start of next season. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, my God.
Sunday's the parade.
Sunday is the parade. Watching Local 10, Will Manso's been out on the beach all day and at Pantherland all day, but it looks like they're getting ready for the parade on Fort Lauderdale Beach. So it starts at 11 a.m. I have the exact press release on this. We'll get some headlines here. I want to hear from some more Florida Panthers. Championship celebration, according to the Florida Panthers press release, Sunday, 11 a.m. Florida Panthers have announced they will host their championship celebration Sunday, June 30th, 11 a.m. in Fort Lauderdale with a parade along A1A starting at Riamar Street. Someone told me that's where the W is.
I think it's a misspelling. It's Riamar.
Oh, Riamar.
So it's not just one word. Yeah, Riamar
Street. That makes more sense. Yeah. I think that's where the W is. And it'll conclude just north of Fort Lauderdale Beach Park, which is across from Hotel Marin. And that's at Southeast 5th Street. That's where the formal rally on stage will take place. My guess is things might get a little off color because these guys have been drinking since last night, and I don't believe they will stop until the rally Sunday. So, and we're going to try to broadcast everything live. We're trying to set it up. And so, you know, have your finger on the dump button, whoever's running the board. It comes to the celebration on Sunday. But, yeah, everyone's welcome to come out to that. Again, Sunday, if you want more info on parking or additional details, it says that will be released in coming days, and fans should stay tuned to FloridaPanthers.com/PlayoffCentral. FloridaPanthers.com/PlayoffCentral. That will have all the information as it comes together. We have celebrated for 3 hours and 13 minutes. We have listened to Goal Calls and Paul Maurice and Matthew Tkachuk. Let's listen to Evan Rodriguez. This is after the game. We've talked about what a series this kid had. And I told you, he happens to be a very good interview. He's very insightful. This is after the game, on the ice, Evan Rodriguez with Emily Kaplan on ABC.
Evan, you raised the Stanley Cup. What are you thinking of?
This group of guys, just how hard we fought. They say it's the hardest trophy in sports to win, and it's harder than you could ever imagine. Just going to work every day with these guys, and then my wife and my kids, I can't wait to see them, and just pure elation right now.
Talked about how hard it is. You guys had a 3-0 lead. You had four chances to clinch it. We were all assuming what was going on inside your room. Take us inside your room. What was going on?
I thought it took the pressure off of us. We wanted to win so badly that in games 4-6, we were pressing and pressing and not cheating the offense, but not playing the defense first game. That is our DNA. And I think getting a 7, it took that pressure off of us. We don't like it easy. We've never liked it easy. We did it the hard way. You know, 2-1 game. We've always talked about winning every game 2-1. 2-1 filth, and it was a perfect outcome.
Miss 2-1 filth. For those of us who haven't experienced it, what is it like to play in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final?
For all the kids out there that are playing mini sticks in their basement, playing road hockey, just keep dreaming about this moment, because it's even better than you could ever imagine. And to be able to live out a dream and make it reality, it's... I don't even know.
Is there something you've always wanted to do to celebrate with the cup?
I'm going to put my daughter in it. She's 10 months. She's definitely going to be sitting in it. Might make a nice margarita out of it. those are the two that I got in my mind right now.
Fun summer ahead. Enjoy it, Evan.
Thank you.
What a great moment. Like, all the interviews were great last night. I happen to think that the Florida Panthers are equipped with a coach who perfectly embodies most of the rest of the team. I think they're all very well thought out. I think they're introspective. I think they genuinely care about each other, their teammates. We listened to that interview, the postgame interview with Bill Zito, and he was talking, you know, immediately about everybody else and how good these guys are. It was just a fun night. It's been a fun show. It was a fun night. It's going to be a fun week. It's going to be a great day on Sunday, hopefully, if the weather cooperates. I mean, we have a great celebration here in South Florida. Man, what a great time.
It was so cool to hear from all levels. Bill Zito talked about the guys and the type of guy. Paul Maurice talked about how the locker room, when they just bring guys in, you think they've been there 10 years. And then even the first thing Evan said, he was like, the guys. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about a great series. It wasn't about nothing. It was about the guys. So hopefully this is a Behringer of the future of now that they have this DNA. And even Solana, who only loves the Heat. He hates the Panthers and the Dolphins. But it's kind of long.
I don't know if that's fair. He hates Tua. And he hates Oliver Ekman-Larsson.
But it's kind of along the lines of that culture thing. Can this become the culture of the Panthers, or was it just a window of time, that window of championship ability and coaching that they can win? So hopefully it swings to where now it's Hockey Florida, because Tampa already had it. So now we can bring it south. Let's go. We got a couple already.
Bro, I saw it last night on Bird Road. It's become a culture, or at least everybody's got their merch already. You know what?
Yeah.
Like, once you have the jersey, or once you have the Panthers shirt, you got to use it.
Then you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you're in. They had the pots and pans out last night.
I saw it because I'm not going to lie. I drove to Bird Road expecting it to be empty. That's what I expected. I expected it to be.
Well, we kind of goofed. Do you remember I told you last night I was watching CBS4 and they were out at La Carreta and it was packed. The street in front, going both ways, was packed. They had cops out there trying to direct traffic. But La Carreta itself was packed with people in front holding Panthers banners, waving jerseys. But do you remember a couple weeks ago we had joked, I can't remember if it was with Will Manso or Clay, about where are you going to cover the post game? Because Will was like, oh, we're not really certain. And we were goofing about Versailles. There will be like four people milling about, somebody just getting a cafecito. And we weren't certain. But that's not what happened. Like, this was the celebration that you see with the Heat, that you would see with the Hurricanes and the Dolphins. Like, it was really cool.
I was expecting to take a picture of, you know, Rodolfo sitting down in front of La Carreta getting his cafecito before he's going home, sending a picture to you guys like, here's the Panthers parade in Miami.
Right, just a couple guys playing dominoes.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing, but it wasn't that.
Pick up a couple croquetas, go home, and enjoy. And it ended up being a mother bleeping parade.
Really cool.
It is. We got us another one.
We do. Let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, although we've covered the headlines most of the show anyway, but let's do headlines with Alejandro Solana, who was leading the parade down Bird Road.
It was fun yesterday, man. All of it was fun. The stadium was fun.
Everything was fun. Like, it just, what a great day for South Florida sports yesterday. Really was.
It's 5:19. We'd be weeping right now by 3
Well,
three
you
hours
said
it
the last
the
segment when Appel was here and we were talking about, you know, next season or whatever, but you said it. It's so true. Like, one goal, one moment, one exchange could change everything. Paul Maurice, who we have celebrated since last night. Thank God this man got what he has finally deserved after 30 years. Like, today's show is totally different. What is Paul Maurice missing that he's so good but just can't summit the mountain? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everything is different. But no, you're right. What would we be doing at 5:20 today if things had gone just slightly differently yesterday? It would be a completely different feeling.
Yeah, I would have called for somebody to be fired. I don't know exactly who, but I just know
guessing
myself.
Nick Cousins, inexplicably.
Yeah, I know myself. I would have called for somebody to be fired.
Didn't even play.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Gentlemen, it is as official as it can possibly be now that the Florida Panthers have won their first Stanley Cup title. Not because you had Matthew Tkachuk dousing fans with beer out of the Stanley Cup earlier today at the Elbow Room in Fort Lauderdale. Not because you had Panthers players, including Matthew Tkachuk, jumping into the Atlantic Ocean on Fort Lauderdale Beach with the actual Stanley Cup. But Pitbull has tweeted in support of the Florida Panthers.
Thanks, Pitt.
And here's what he has to say. After 30 years, the Florida Panthers are the true example of patience, passion, and perseverance. Bottom line, hard work pays off. Whoever didn't believe in the Panthers, I bet they do now. It's no longer a dream. Live it, enjoy it, get off the chain, and that's how you make history. Dale.
Dale.
Here's to Jane and Lily and the girls that fight for equal pay, equal rights. Now, some of us are pit bulls, too. We appreciate the things you do. Thanks again for shining a light on the women that work from 9 to 5.
It's my pleasure. Dale.
Dale. Dale, dale.
Dale, dale.
Thanks, Pitt. Somebody texts in, Hawk Versailles? And so I text back, yeah, that's how it's pronounced. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nope. No, you're wrong, sir. I'm not talking about Versailles in France. Versailles in Little Havana, Versailles in Miami is 100% Versailles. And if you don't know that, you just moved here.
Mm. Get on him, Hawk.
Yep. Not today. Not today, 305.
You trick.
That's right. Dolly. Dolly.
Thanks, Hawk.
Let's hear the game-winning goal as it was heard right here on 560 WQAM one more time. Sam Mother Bleepin' Reinhart.
Hook to the right point for CeCe. Down along the boards, then Dreisaitl. Fogel cuts out front. And a save, Bobrovsky. And then it's pushed away out of harm's way by Kulikov. And the Panthers break it out quickly. Here's Reinhart at the right wing side. Reinhart to the right circle. A shot. And he scores! Sam Reinhart gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead here in Game 7. 4:49 to play here in the middle frame. And Sam Reinhart out of the right circle gives the Panthers the lead.
Let's listen to it in Spanish. I mean, that's great from Plagans, but let's listen to it in Spanish.
Cuando parecía que estaba vencido Kulikov, se viene la pantera, Reinhart. Reinhart con el disparo, gol! ¡Gol! ¡De la pantera!
Let's listen to 9 of these. We have 9 Sam Reinhart goal calls. I'm not even going to separate them for you. Here are 9 different calls of that goal.
Was loose. Here's Reinhart now on the attack. Sam Reinhart looks, fires, and he scores! Sam Reinhart!
Reinhart ensuite. Attention back up pro côté. Reinhart Holland. Let's see. In a Reinhart fait 2-1.
Cuando parecía que estaba vencido Kulikov. Se viene la pantera, Reinhart. Reinhart con el disparo, ¡gol! ¡Gol! ¡De las Panteras!
Panthers punching game. The Jamal B. Hamadiagi. Reinhart de Gargiago. Lean Duana Farley. Ek passe contra. Dusre passe. Gargiago.
Break it out quickly. Here's Reinhart at the right wing side. Reinhart to the right circle. A shot, and he scores! Sam Reinhart gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead here in Game 7. 4:49 to play here in the middle frame. And Sam Reinhart out of the right circle gives the Panthers the lead.
Verhage, and now the Panthers the other way, left
I
to right.
I think this is the Edmonton
Reinhart,
call.
A shot, score! 2-1 Florida.
Yeah, that's Edmonton.
4:49 to play.
Lane.
In the second period, Reinhart beating Skinner, glove side.
Wiped out his goaltender, coming back into the goal crease. Fortunate for the Cats, here comes Reinhart, and he scores! Sam Reinhart was looking as if he wanted to dish, waited for the center lane drive, and let it go from the right faceoff dot. It's 2-1.
There you go. 9 different Sam Reinhardt goal scores.
Look at Will Manso on Local 10 right
He's
now.
He's been wearing new Panthers merch every 6 or 7 minutes on Local 10. He's got a big Stanley C. Panther medallion on and backwards hat, nice furry coat. I mean, he's living large there.
On that goal, they acted like Sam Reinhardt was pie. They let him get the puck on their side of the ice and just skate down, and they didn't press him. And I was like, okay, y'all acting crazy right now with old Sam.
And you can hear, by the way, it's only the second period, but you can hear from all the announcers, and also you can hear the lack of excitement from the Edmonton announcers. Like, you realize that might be it. And it was the game winner. But you realize in the second period, because of the way that the game and the series had gone, that might be it. Like, that's all they need, and that's exactly what happened.
Even though it didn't feel that way after the first 10 minutes of the game, because the Panthers struck first real quick.
And then they came right back.
And then all of a sudden, because we talked so much yesterday, right, about the first goal. Plagans talked about the first goal. Cunio talked about the first goal. We scored that goal. Like, I'm already ready to pop champagne. And then 8 seconds later, it felt like the Oilers had tied it up.
Yeah. No, during the second intermission, Professor X on the ABC broadcast, he called it. He was like, I don't think another goal is scored.
Why are you laughing?
It's like one of the greatest hockey players of all time, and he called it Professor X. It's just funny.
Ooh, Mark Messier?
Yeah.
The guy in the middle. It was a black guy, it was the other guy, and it was the middle.
P.K. Subban and Mark Messier and Steve Levy.
Well, you know P.K. Subban.
Yeah, I know P.K. Yeah.
Didn't you have him on the pivot?
Yeah, P.K. Yeah. Subban's he's a cool dude. He's very, I don't know what they call it. It's a funny word. Eccentric or aesthetic or something like that. He's kind of weird.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he wears fur coats on top of T-shirts, on top of fur coats. It's different.
Anything else in the headlines, Solana? Did we do the headlines?
I have no idea.
I got sidetracked playing 9 Sam Reinhardt goals.
Hey, hockey guys are awesome because they're just walking around the city with the damn trophy.
It's great.
Drinking beers with everybody. They're high-fiving fans, taking pictures of fans. I mean, the Celtics win the NBA title in their city, and they flew out of their city to come to live.
Right.
And get like some private
room,
area.
Yeah.
Don't come near us. Yeah. These hockey guys, man. This sport is fun.
Mm. I wasn't there, but I guarantee they weren't up there by themselves, Solana.
Yeah, they probably were. The call went out. The call went out. Trust me. Uncle Luke was pissed. The call went out. They were sitting around. They were playing games on their phones.
So the Celtics were in Live upstairs playing Candy Crush.
That's right.
I would beg to differ, and I wasn't even there.
It was so lame up there. They made Peyton Pritchard dance. They're like, you just get up there and dance for us.
And it's crazy that Mazzulla actually stayed in Boston, but because of his eyes, he was able to see the dance all the way down here
all
in Miami.
Settle down.
He got the owl eyes.
You tickled yourself on that one, huh? Yeah. You like that?
I like that one. Hey, fellas, I'm going to the bathroom. I can't stand with y'all. Pritchard's up here shaking it. I'm gone.
The Marlins do play tonight. You got some more Copa America games as well. You guys want the Euro scores from earlier today? Don't care. All right, well, I'll give it to you anyways. Denmark and Serbia drew 0-0. England and Slovenia drew 0-0. Wow, how about that for the 3 o'clock game? 0 goals combined in 2 games.
Wow.
Soccer, baby. And today, Peru plays Canada at 6, and Chile plays Argentina in the Copa America today at 9 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Cleared up here in El Portal. Still some rain expected in the area. Hot and humid. That's your weather.
Somebody tweets at us. It's okay if you want to DM me that clip of 9 different Sam Reinhardt goal calls. Thanks in advance. And I want to DM him back. We just ripped it off Twitter. Someone tweeted it out. We just played it for you. We had nothing to do with the creation of that.
Crowder, what do you have in your hand?
Oh, what are those? Mosquitoes?
Crickets, right?
A cricket bucket.
A cricket bucket.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you have a cricket bucket?
I'm about to go fishing when the show's over, and I got some crickets. I got some live crickets. I'm going to go catch some bluegill.
That is literally, you have the worst hobby on the planet. You have a bucket crickets. Of crickets. Did you buy those or you caught those?
I bought them.
You bought a bucket of crickets, huh?
Caught them.
Yeah, and they live.
Yeah, he's out the sticks in North Carolina and put out a bucket.
There's like 100 crickets in there.
Yeah,
man.
Crickets don't know. I mean, they go, oh, hey,
jump into my bucket.
Yeah.
Man, hey, look at that, man. See my little cricket?
Here I am. I'm a cricket walking around. Hey, look, it's a cricket bucket. Well, I'll just go in there.
I'm going to catch me some bluegill tonight, boy.
Man, I hope they get out in there.
You bait those? Do you have to bait that on a hook?
Yeah, get a little hook and you stick it through their little butt, but they float. So you stick it through their butt and their little legs wiggle on top of the water, and then the bluegill come up and pop them off top of the water, and then you set the hook. You can catch – I got 40 crickets in there. I catch about 25, 30 bluegill.
Truly sounds like the worst night ever. Like the night that the Celtics had at Live with no women there sounds 1,000 times better than you lugging around a bucket of crickets.
We need to go bluegill fishing. You'd love it.
When you say we, you're talking to someone else, I'm assuming, right? You're not talking to me.
Me and you. It's fun.
No, sir. Hey, by the way, our friend Mike Cugno, I forgot to mention this earlier. The Miami New Times came out with their awards, and Mike Cugno was named Best TV Sports Anchor for 2024. But I want to read to you what they wrote. Let's not beat around the bush. Mike Cugno isn't your typical sports anchor. As CBS Miami's lead sports anchor and host of multiple local shows, he looks as if he could suit up for just about any team in town. His energy for the local teams is infectious, and his delivery is down to earth with a tone that keeps you returning for more. Whether he's covering a Miami Dolphins preseason game or appearing on 560 WQAM's Hockman and Crowder show to give the play-by-play of trying a McDonald's McRib for the first time, Cugno has grown up in our living rooms, on our airwaves, and now seems to be in his prime with decades left in the tank. We wouldn't be surprised if, in 30 years, we're writing something similar, gushing about how the best sports anchor in town is still outworking the competition and looking frustratingly handsome doing it.
Spot on.
And you're welcome, Mike.
He owes us?
I mean, the McRibs really put him on the map, no?
Sure.
I mean, guy was a dime a dozen sports reporter before us.
I did say that, Mike.
He sent me that this afternoon, that write-up, and he said, well, I guess I'll continue to super follow you on Twitter.
You got
so
it, Mike.
I made $2.99 off that award, so I'm all right. All right, anything else, Solana?
Everybody honk your horn for Mike Cugno. We should give a shout-out to Brendan Tobin.
Brendan Tobin somehow won Best Radio Guy over me. How'd that happen?
Yeah. I think we all got snubbed.
What happened?
Tobin won. What? I didn't see Tobin's write-up. Yeah, he is. Talk about hard worker.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Tobin goes.
Is there a Tobin write-up that I can read?
I skipped it.
Did he tweet that out? Let's see.
I've got it here.
What did he win? Here it is. Best sports radio personality, Brendan Tobin. To say the man, the myth, the absolute South Florida AM sports radio legend, Brendan Tobin, continues to outwork the competition would be an understatement. And by the way, that is true, because we put zero work into today's show, as evidenced by our 9-goal Sam Reinhart montage that we stole from someone on Twitter. He's going above and beyond to ensure he laps all comers. between his midday show airing from 10 till 2 p.m. on WQAM 560 with co-host and former NFL star running back Leroy Horde to his widely popular late-night YouTube video streams, Brendan is burning the candle at both ends while also finding time in the middle to be knowledgeable on all things boxing and martial arts. With a career in local radio spanning more than a decade, Tobin has cemented himself as a local legend and a voice fans hope to hear for many more decades, from pulsed whale calls when the Miami Heat were rumored to be after a star player to his hilarious Marlins Macho Man character. You never know what you'll get next from Brendan. That makes him all the much more notable, thriving in an industry that is increasingly up against the drive of a new digital world. God, as I read this, I really feel like they're taking shots at us and celebrating Brendan Tobin, but he does deserve it. Best sports radio personality from the Miami New Times, Brendan Tobin, from here on 560 WQAM.
Congratulations, Tobin. He is good. I listen to him and Leroy all the time.
And you're welcome.
To Tobin?
Yeah, I mean, he used to be my producer when I hosted mornings. I taught him everything he knows. My coaching tree. Tobin, Cuno, Rondé. Rondé has celebrated all day at Huey Magoo's, by the way. He's doing a parade from to every Huey Magoo's location in South Florida.
He took a nap and started over.
Somebody says, Hawk, if you want 20 more super followers on Twitter, go fishing with Crowder. Nope. I will have it be a closed, small, private group rather than take a bucket of crickets anywhere. All right.
The crappy are going to hit soon.
Yeah, have fun. Anything else, Solana?
I think we're good to go.
All right. One more segment to go in our Panthers celebration here on this celebratory Tuesday. We are having fun. I am having fun. I could go till 7. You want to go till 7, Crowder?
Nope.
All right, one more segment to go.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It has been a party, by the way. You know, if you're listening somewhere outside of Broward County, and if you're certainly out of state, like, it has been a party on Fort Lauderdale Beach since last night, but all day today. It started with, I think it was Matthew Tkachuk, or was it Barkey that had the cup on the back of the golf cart?
Barkey.
It was Barkov?
Yeah.
And they go to the elbow room on Fort Lauderdale Beach, and they're drinking beer out of the cup, and they're pouring beer off the second floor into people who are gathering on the ground level. And then they take the cup into the ocean. They take it for a swim. It's just a party, and it'll continue all week. Parade and rally will be Sunday on Fort Lauderdale Beach. And, man, just a great time to be a South Florida sports fan. Great time to be a Florida Panthers fan, for real.
I'm so excited, man. I just told Asia about Sunday. We got to go out there Sunday. But it's funny. After four, five, and six, I wasn't expecting to be this excited. Like, it kind of it's almost great how it happened, because it lulled the excitement, and then when the excitement hit, it was like a shot of morphine or a shot of adrenaline or something. It just went through the damn roof.
Yeah, I think morphine would do the opposite, right? I think morphine would put you to sleep.
I meant to say adrenaline, but the adrenaline made me say morphine. I don't know what's
going
on.
Game four was like a shot of morphine. That was 8-1, right? That was like a shot of morphine.
That was morphine.
But we said it at the beginning of the show. No joke. Like, I was overcome with emotion last night. Did not expect that. Crowder as well. Solana as well. Solana got in his car, was banging pots and pans up and down Bird Road. I mean, it was really... I think a lot of people, like, you think you're going to be excited and it's a celebration, but a lot of people, I think, felt emotion last night that they weren't expecting. Some people were expecting it like a Pell. You know, they had so much over so many years invested. I didn't think sports at the age of 54 could still make me feel the way that I ended up feeling last night. Like, and you know, sometimes you do this job too. We're around it all day, every day. Solana and I were talking yesterday at the arena, like, how many people would give anything. We're sitting in there just walking around the arena, and Alanis Morissette's rehearsing the national anthems, and, like, you know what I mean? And we're just like, it's just work. Like, and sometimes you forget that it's more than work. But, man, last night I was overcome with emotion, and I'm so grateful that the Panthers could make me feel that way and do that last night.
Crowder, you're right. Had they won in four, it would have been fun. We would have come on the air. We would have celebrated. We would have made fun of Canada. It wouldn't have felt like this, I don't think.
I don't think so. I think you're right.
We were on the cusp of not just losing the Stanley Cup final for the second straight season, but a team that we cover and have a great relationship with was going to be the laughingstock of sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They avoided that last night in, like, the most magical way. I think that's why it felt as great as it did.
Yeah, it was a relief. It was as much celebration as it was relief of what it could have been. All right, anyway, we do have to wrap things up. We had a hell of a fun 4 hours here, but more fun to come, though, right? Larry Bluestein tonight at 6. Am I missing anything else? Tomorrow is the NBA draft.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have a special, like a Heat draft special tomorrow?
Yes, we will have me and Tobin will be hosing a Heat draft special.
How long
tomorrow.
Will that go? A while? Perfect. We'll play that tomorrow.
Got him, Jack.
Just like you. This is when you thought it couldn't get any more fun. And then you'll have the NHL draft on Friday and the parade on Sunday. Holy mackerel. I've got to talk about Caneswear before we get out of here,
yes.
Crowder, because what did I say? You have to get geared up. Now, I said that in anticipation of the finals. Now that they have the cup and there is a parade on Sunday, I don't even care if you're not going to the parade. On Sunday, you better be walking around in Panthers gear, and it better be new gear. I got a text from the Ticket Wizard. He said, hey, how come I caught shrapnel earlier in the show for my Radek Dvorak jersey? I said, because you got to step it up. You got to get something new. Caneswear is the place to do it. Caneswear is loaded with Panthers Stanley Cup merchandise. You know where Caneswear is. It's on University Drive in Davie. It's right next to La Spada's. We love that place. They're online as well. You can shop right now at caneswear.com. In fact, I'm going to the website right now, caneswear.com. And who knows if the server's not even working because so many people are on there trying to buy merchandise. But no, it's there.
Server.
Go to caneswear.com. You can get all the merch that you want. Look at that. I am looking right now. Stanley Cup champions emblem on, what is that, an auto, what is that? Domed auto emblem. What does that mean, Solana?
Mm-hmm.
You came to me for that?
Mm-hmm.
How about a T-shirt? Anybody have a, forget about the auto emblem. What is that? Can someone?
I'm looking it up now.
Someone text Brett and Jeff over at Caneswear.
It looks like a circular emblem that you could actually put onto your vehicle.
Oh. Domed metal auto emblem.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a sticker?
No. They look to have a silver.
It's, like
a,
it's not a sticker. It's like a it's a 3D sticker where it's you like it has structure.
But how do you affix it to your auto?
It
with a sticker.
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe it's a sticker. It's a silver like piece, and then the logo goes right in the middle, and it actually gets stuck onto a vehicle. Almost like what the logo.
Buy a sticky on the back. It's back.
It's not a little sticky.
It's not
Crowder.
Sticky on the back.
You think they put logos with a little sticky? No, it's not a little sticky. Like they
What do you think? It's a magnet?
No, like they somehow put it onto the car. They glue it. They glue it.
It's got to go on somehow.
Sticky.
All right, forget that and get a shirt. You can get everything. You can get all the Stanley Cup championship merchandise at Caneswear. Caneswear.com. You can go to University Drive in Davie. Or I got caught up here. It's got to stick to the car somehow, Solana.
With glue. Like professionally. Glue.
Nah, professionally.
Crowder's acting like a little sticker. Like what a kid gets.
Wait, what are you saying? That if I buy that at Caneswear, I have to take it somewhere and have it affixed professionally?
No, it comes on the back of it.
A sticker.
It's a sticker.
It's glue.
Well, now I'm looking at the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champion locker room T-shirt in gray. It looks fantastic. I'm not joking. You watched the whole season. You watched the postseason. You watched all seven games of the Stanley Cup final. It is time to treat yourself and your friends and your family to some new Florida Panthers gear, and you get it at Caneswear. Caneswear is on University Drive in Davie. And by the way, once you're there, you want to get some Canes merchandise. No one's going to say anything. You know, you got that Canes Gators game coming up in August. You can get Inter Miami stuff, Marlins stuff. They've got it all there. Dolphins gear. But of course, you need some Panthers gear. It's at Caneswear in Davie, University Drive, right next to La Spada's, where you can shop online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. That's going to do it for us on this celebratory Tuesday. Holy mackerel. Thank you, Florida Panthers, for making us feel alive. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
I love Bobrovsky.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow!
You need to need. Need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. Need. Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.